Welcome to Be Who You Really Are. I'm your host, Tegan, and I'm here to shake shit up. I'm here to remind you that you are the creative power in your life. I'm here to remind you that you can have the life that you want whenever the fuck you want. As soon as you reconnect to the fact that you already have everything that you need inside of you. I'm here to help others who needed the help that I needed a few years ago and even a few months ago. In regards to reconnecting back to your intuitive knowing, you are the ruler of your fucking life. No one else can do it for you. You're the one that gets to do it. You have the privilege of free will. And in my episodes, I'm going to be talking about the ideas that I have formulated and cultivated in my brain and mind that have allowed me to continue to evolve, expand, and just live life how I want to. I want to share these ideas with you, share my perspective on things so you can take what you want from my episodes and apply it to your own life. And ultimately, this is just a place to go when you want someone to give it to you straight, you want someone to shake shit up in your world, and you're ready to face the facts that you are the creator in your life. I hope you enjoy my episodes. Jump in. Hi guys. So this recording you're about to listen to was a live that I did on my Instagram a little while ago, and this was actually themed with the anniversary of me living overseas for over 4 years. I thought I was going to live here for 6 months, and yeah, four things that I learned over 4 years from living overseas is what I decided to call it. So I hope you enjoy the conversation. I was outside on my patio for about the first half of it, so there's some birds in the background, some cars driving by. If you don't, you know, just jump in, see how you feel about it, and enjoy the conversation. You're outside today on my patio because it is absolutely stunning out here. So first off, I hope the sounding is not too bad. We will find out at the end of this live. I just have to be out here in this gorgeous weather because today I'm really just soaking in the fact that life really does get to be how I want it to be. I just shared a few little posts in my story about like how not so long ago my focus was on just living life how I wanted to, just living life my way. Like, it was quite simple. I was like, I don't want to work for other people. I want to do things my own way. And today I'm just really soaking in the vibes because I just had some friends randomly knock on the door and go, "You want to go for a bike ride?" I was like, fuck yeah, I get to do that because I've created a life where I get to do that. And I think sometimes we like get really excited about one thing and we actually achieve it without realizing, or you know, we get really focused on the next thing and the next thing, and we forget to reminisce and connect to the fact that holy shit, it's good right now. Like, this used to be a dream and now it's now. Anyway, so the reason I got on here today is, one, I wanted to go live and chat with you. Two, today is actually a special day to me. It's a very, very interesting day for me actually, and it's not something I was thinking about or counting down to, but now that it's here, I was like, what a day to get on and chat. Today is 4 days that I've been living abroad, and I thought I was going to be here 6 months. When I first moved to Canada from Australia, I was like, yeah, I'll be here like 6 months and I'll come home. I haven't been back since. I miss it. I miss Australia. I definitely want to go back, but that's not the point of this video. The point of this video is I have been here now for 4 years. I got a work visa back in 2019 and I was like, I'm just going to go on a little adventure for like 6 months. And holy goddamn shit, could I have predicted what's played out over the last 4 years of my life? Absolutely not. Has it been wild? Has it been a roller coaster? Has it been things that I expected and things that I didn't? Absolutely. And today I was like, you know what? I'm going to get on here and share four things that I've learned from living abroad for 4 years. And this is not some boring ass shit video. This is going to be some good shit, okay? Because holy goddamn, the journey that I have been on from randomly going, you know what, I'm going to live overseas, to just kind of being here for 4 years thinking I was going to be here 6 months. So let me just jump into it. So the first thing that I learned from coming overseas and leaving everything behind, that's what I'm going to put in the cover of this video, because there's one thing going overseas and then there's another thing going leaving everything you knew behind. And that was really something that I was unknowingly doing, was leaving everything behind, not in a way that I hated what I had, absolutely not, just in a way that I really did end up just, you know, moving to the other side of the world. Like, away from my family and all my amazing friends back home. And it really was just like, Tegan, now you're living a different life. And that's what it's felt like. So the first thing is, your environment shapes you and you shape your environment. Let me talk about this. So coming overseas, leaving everything behind, my family, my friends, coming to a country where I knew nobody, has been an experience. And it has been an opportunity for me to see, one, exactly what I just said, your environment shapes you. However you grew up, however you're conditioned to think, it shapes you. It becomes who you are. But your environment, like, your environment shapes you just like you shape your environment. So what I'm getting at is, when I came overseas to Canada, I really left everything behind that I thought I knew, you know? Left it all behind, came here, and it was almost like, who am I? Who's Tegan? Who is this person? And I left everything I knew, and it was almost like a bit of a clean slate moment where I was like, well, I guess I get to be whoever I want, you know? It's like another reinvention of yourself. And what I also realized, though, was, so coming over to a new environment, it creates an opportunity of freshness and spaciousness for you to recreate yourself in a way without being reminded constantly by how other people relate to you that know you, like, be reminded of who you think you were then or who they think you are. It's, so that's really interesting. But and then on the other side of that, we shape our environment. So there's only so much space you can create to invite new things, like new ways of seeing or new ways of living or experiencing life into your life. And then there's the inner work of like, okay, like, no matter where you go, your environment will create itself in a way that always mirrors your inner world. So while when you get out of home, for example, and you start kind of going, you know, this is now my life, let me just think about what this means to me, and you kind of have different thoughts and ideas come through, that creates a spaciousness, as I said. However, yeah, your external environment is also going to be a reflection of you as well. So they're feeding one into the other, which is pretty exciting, because they're not really a separate thing, actually. In actual fact, our environment is us, just like we are our environment. One cannot exist without the other. So that's the whole funny thing, the illusion of self is another conversation. So that's the first thing. The second thing, we're way too busy trying to make our character, our concept of self, who we think we are, look good, look successful, fit in, then we are busy living our best lives. That was the second thing that I've learned, because holy goddamn shit, have I been able to witness the stories, the meaning, and the creation of the reality that I've been living in here. And it's just insane to me how much we put ourselves through. You know, we put ourselves through suffering and resistance and all these things because we're trying to maintain an image of who we think we are, versus over, we're trying to do this more than living our best lives. So that means that we are more focused on, as I said, not just living as ourselves, not just being ourselves, not enjoying our life. We're more committed to living out a story that we've habitually been taught. You know, we're living life and we're putting meaning onto everything and stories onto everything. And how we're doing that is generally based off how we were conditioned, mixed with our perspective that we had at that age and at that time and the way we saw something. So that was the second thing, because I've attended so many of my own funerals over the last 4 years, that's for sure. And I think that for me, that's just a great way to be living, hey, to attend your funerals, because there's going to be parts of you, and what I mean by parts of you is it never was you. It's just you're going to have these habitual ideas and thought patterns that you measure yourself to and go, this is who I am, which isn't actually who you are. And in order to really allow your true authentic expression to come through, it's about letting those concepts die, releasing them. But the thing is, it literally can feel like, it feels like a little bit of a death, you know, ego death, whatever the fuck you want to call it. So that's what I realized, because I realized about myself that very thing. Goddamn, I'm more concerned about maintaining a certain image or fitting in with the life that I've always known than I am just living my life how I want. So that was the second. The third thing, people pleasing should be a fucking crime, okay? It absolutely should be a crime. I've realized over the last 3 years, 4 years, that people pleasing is not about pleasing anybody. It is, again, comes down to the second thing I said. It's about maintaining a concept of self. It's about maintaining an idea of who we think we are and presenting this image that is not who we actually are. Then we are, this is more of a concern with maintaining an idea, an image, than it is
with pleasing ourselves and others, because guess what? Pleasing ourselves and pleasing others are two in the same thing. They're actually the exact same thing. When you please yourself, you please others. And when you do not please yourself, you do not please others. So that's why I think people pleasing should be a crime, because you know how many times, like, I've seen it myself and I had to really like work through people pleasing. I've actually got a really, really funny example of people pleasing, like how I was taught people pleasing, you know, as a kid. I remember one time I went to a cafe with my mum and I asked for an iced chocolate. And at the time, I don't really like coffee that much. And I ordered an iced coffee. And then I got an iced coffee. And I remember going to my mum, oh, I didn't order an iced coffee, I ordered an iced chocolate. And I was thinking I would just go ask for another one. But then my mum was like, just drink it. Just drink it. Don't bother anyone. Just drink it. And so I drank this iced coffee that I hated. And that's just an example of how we're conditioned to not just speak up about what we like and what we don't like, about what we want and what we don't want. We have to make it sure that we're not, you know, that we fit in, that we're not bothering anyone. And existence is literally the act of bothering. It's the act of just existing. But yeah, that was one thing that I realized was, well, okay, so I'm going to sit in this cafe, pretend to enjoy something, wave goodbye and smile. And that's not really pleasing anybody because I didn't enjoy that. And now I'm lying to the shop saying, oh, it was fabulous when it wasn't. And the same thing goes for friendships and things like that. A lot of the time people hold themselves thinking, instead of having an attitude of, I get to do this. I get to do this for this person. It's almost like, I have to do this. Oh, I have to, I'm a good friend. That's bullshit. I don't want anyone to have to do anything for me. That just sounds horrible to me, because if I want to be in connection with another human being in whatever way that is, I don't want them to be there because they have to be. That's not nice for me. I want people to be around me because it pleases them, because they're happy to be around me. So it's actually a disservice to go along with shit that doesn't make you happy, to say yes to things that don't make you happy. You're not actually pleasing anyone. You're maintaining an image of yourself, which is actually very selfish. See? People pleasing is actually quite a selfish trait, because it's all about maintaining an image of ourselves versus actually being in the moment and enjoying the present with people. And if you're not in a place where you enjoy the company of other people, create space so they can attract people that are actually happy with their company. And you can create space to, again, have like friendships and connections where you actually feel happy. So I don't know right now if my phone is a bit too warm and it's kind of lagging a little. So I might just quickly move it inside, because I think my phone is just getting a little too warm here. Yeah, it's a bit laggy. Wait a second. Let me just move inside. I'm nearly wrapped up this conversation. Okay, so I hope this isn't lagging how it looks like it is. I'm gonna go into the living room. Give me a hot sec. Okay. Okay, I think this is going to cool down in here while I wrap it up and finish my last thing that I've learnt from living abroad for 4 years. I really hope that this is not going to lag how it looks like it's lagging right now. Okay, so the fourth thing I've learnt from going overseas and leaving life as I knew it, the fourth thing is, you can literally live your life however the fuck you want. There are actually no rules. There's actually no way to do it. There's no right or wrong way. The way that you think about things is going to shape the reality that you experience. There are so many beliefs, so many things that we never question. And here's an example of one that when I was riding my bike today that came into my mind was, we were riding and we went by one of our friends' houses who works from home. And we were like, come on your lunch break with us and go on a bike ride. So, okay, sweet. We're all riding along. One of our friends goes, oh, so you're getting paid right now, hey, because you're working, you know? And he was like, yeah. And that just made me think, oh my God, what an interesting belief. Like and then I realized, this is what I believe. I believe that I get paid all the time. I get paid all the time when I'm riding my bike, when I'm sleeping, when I'm eating. Like, I just get paid all the time. And that's just a belief. Like, but other people, you know, like, oh, there's so many beliefs we don't question. Like, I never would have questioned that a few years ago. Like, oh, I get paid when I go to work. You know, when I go to work to my 9-to-5 job, I get paid. That's a belief, you know?
But then you can just come up with your own and go, oh, I just get paid all the time. And then it literally will start happening, because it's not just magic, guys. It's like you're thinking your existence into existence because you take action based off what you think. So when you think, oh, I get paid all the time, you'll do things like, for example, me, create courses that people can buy anytime, and people can buy it at any time. So you can get paid at any time whenever you're doing whatever you're doing. See, you start creating and acting in a way that will actually align with what your envision is. If you envision a certain life that you don't resonate with, you're going to attract what you don't resonate with. So that was the fourth thing. You literally can live your life however the fuck you want. The only thing in your way is just beliefs that we've called common sense. Essentially, it's a reevaluation of common sense. A reevaluation of what you thought made sense and what didn't. And realizing that a lot of the things that make sense only make sense because they're socially acceptable and because majority of people think that that's what it is. And that's the only reason it makes sense. It's because it's a social consensus. Most of the things we believe, like settling down in a relationship, that's like the most common statement. That was one of the first things I questioned. Oh, when are you going to settle down? That sentence just makes me want to vomit. When are you going to settle down? What do you mean? Life is not for settling down. That never resonated with me. So I was like, you know what? Even though it's common sense that we settle down in our relationships, we start compromising, we start sacrificing, we start going, oh, it has to be like this, because that's what settling down is. You're settling down. You're not going up. You're settling down. And I realized, well, fuck that. See, that's just, and then you start questioning and you're going, well, no, that's not how my relationship is going to be. And then you act in the way, which therefore you end up being and you attract exactly whatever it is you believe in. So that was my fourth thing about 4 years of being overseas. So yes, this is my 4-year anniversary in Canada today. That blows my mind. That is absolutely insane. As I said, I thought it was going to be here 6 months. So much has happened in between that, and it's just been such a roller coaster ride, but that was it. I'm going to leave with you. Pardon me. I'm going to leave you with those four things and enjoy the rest of your week and your weekend.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to get more into my world, connect with me on Instagram. Check out my page. I even have TikTok going as well. Go to my platform. See what else I'm sharing. Send me a message. I'd love hearing from you guys. Otherwise, look forward to the next episode.